A taxing time of year for wildlife, profit or loss. It is inescapably autumn. It is as if the thermostat dial has been turned from generally warm to generally cold, and despite the warmest, brightest daylight hours, temperatures return inexorably to their cold, damp defaults at close of day. The landscape, like an overly soaked watercolour, has leached first the blue sky to grey, and now the green leaves to brown. The ploughed earth, no longer parched beneath harvest crops, quenches its thirst as colour and contrast drain away, washed down by heavy rains. As the last swallows leave the skies, the natural canvas feels truly blank once more. It is for wildlife, as it is for us in many ways, a time of accounting and stock-taking, a time to assess the fruitfulness of the year. Nature's taxman, of course, is not some government bureaucrat, but the testing forces of nature's elements and the dice of genetic inheritance and chance. For many animals and birds, they have lived a lifetime in one year, from birth and adolescence to courting a mate, raising a family, and watching them leave the nest or den. Now the seasonal balance sheet, at least for birds, is expressed in flocks and groups, older adult birds from near and far, and with them younger birds, finding their place in the pecking order. Whether the balance sheet shows a profit or loss is hard to tell, but the work of scientific researchers at organisations like the BTO, the British Trust of Ornithology, increasingly show a loss for many of our native birds. One bird, whose account definitely appears to be in the black, is the humble wood pigeon. Suitably grey and ubiquitous at this time of year, the wood pigeon is a given in practically anyone's day, anywhere. Where others have declined, the wood pigeon has thrived, with its combination of quiet tameness on the garden lawn and noisy crashing flight if panicked while roosting in a tree. They provide a soundtrack of lazy summer days, cooing from trees or rooftops, their notes echoing down chimneys. They also invite the sound of gunfire and bird scarers as farmers wage war with flocks that can quickly devastate new green crops. A report by the BTO labels the wood pigeon a serious pest to farmers, following a continuous population growth since the 1970s, such that there are now estimated to be in excess of 5.5 million breeding pairs in Britain. Reinforcing that sense of being everywhere, the greatest growth in wood pigeon numbers has been in gardens, where numbers have jumped by 665% since 1979, making it now, according to the RSPB, the sixth most numerous garden species. It would seem that very little bothers the wood pigeon, and while farmers wage war on them to protect their crops, the wood pigeon remains a very sedentary bird, quickly returning to feeding and roosting sites after any disturbance has passed. I admire the wood pigeon's resilience and understated beauty. Next time you get a chance to view one closely, take a moment to appreciate the subtle hues of its plumage. It does well as a background bird, avoiding the limelight and adapting to its human environs. In saying that, though, we would do well not to take the wood pigeon too much for granted. The sad demise of the once endemic passenger pigeon of North America should serve as a suitable warning. Once the most abundant bird in North America, passenger pigeon populations were estimated at 3 to 5 billion at their peak. Huge flocks of migrating passenger pigeons were a familiar spectacle, as the American artist and naturalist John James Audubon describes in 1813. The air was literally filled with pigeons. The light of noonday was obscured as by an eclipse. The dung fell in spots, not unlike melting flakes of snow, and the continued buzz of wings had a tendency to lull my senses to repose. And yet, come the turn of the century, following relentless hunting and deforestation of its habitat, the passenger pigeon was extinct as a wild bird. The last captive bird died on September 1, 1914, at Cincinnati Zoo, confirming one of the most notable examples of anthropogenic extinction, an extinction caused by humans. Thankfully, organisations like the BTO now keep a close eye on even our most taken-for-granted birds. But nevertheless, let's appreciate all the nature around us, the abundant and the rare, and remember that its future is often wholly dependent on our own activities.